This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. President Obama's trip to Cuba last month was a major milestone in the thawing of relations between Washington and Havana, the first visit to Cuba by a sitting president in over 85 years. The ongoing thaw has many wondering what's ahead for the island and its people. For Michigan, it could mean possible trade with the communist island nation. And of course, there's a hope of building tourism links between Michigan and Cuba. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton and Mercedes Mejia were in Havana last week filing a series of reports. Pure Cuba, they're back and with us now. Now, Tracy, you had never been to Cuba before. What made the biggest impression on you?
I had been told Cuba was beautiful, but you really have to see it to understand. The ocean is not very far from wherever you are. There's mountains, there's hills, the countryside is very undeveloped, and it was just a breathtaking place to visit. I also knew that people in Cuba were poor, so I expected to see more outward signs of that. And people dress really well. There's almost no homelessness that you can see, very little begging, so I was very surprised to see that. And the people are just so wonderful. They're so open and friendly. They're affectionate. And the thing that totally shocked me was how safe you feel when you're in Havana. This is a big city. I walked home alone one night to our casa, you know, late at night, felt completely safe, and I would never do something like that in Ann Arbor. It was amazing.
Now, for you, Mercedes, this was a repeat visit. You'd been there 14 years before. So what were the changes you noticed? What jumped out at you?
Well, one of the things that I noticed right away is, especially in Old Havana, where it's the more tourist area, there's more renovation happening. You know, the Cuban government wants to preserve some of these historic buildings, you know, from the 16th to 18th century. So you see more renovations happening in the area, but you walk just a little bit further away from the tourist area and the conditions aren't so good. I also noticed a lot more restaurants and bars. Before, you know, you've had a few paladares, as they're called, but you see more and more. And a lot of them are backed by foreign investment. So I think, you know, you see a lot more foreign investment. And what I thought was really, really cool is this new cultural center called Fábrica de Arte Cubano, where it's a cooperative of artists who've come together and renovated an old industrial complex, and there are four floors, art exhibits, music, bars on every floor.
It was great. Detroit artists would kill to have this kind of event. Yeah.
You've both been just singing about that art center.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
And so that's brand new, almost, you know, just a few years old. So those were sort of new things that I saw.
Now, certainly the last couple of years have brought some major historic changes, and I'm wondering what Cubans think of this ongoing thaw between our two nations. And I know, Mercedes, you had the chance to talk with people about this.
Yeah, I think, you know, you don't meet anyone who doesn't want the embargo to end. Everyone we talk to wants the embargo to end. They want more opportunities to provide for their family. But as you can imagine, the older folks who've lived through the revolution and beyond are a bit more weary about how quickly things will actually change, because real change begins with the government. So I spoke with 40-year-old Armando Rey, and he talks a little bit about that.
Pienso que va a ser buena para los pueblos y un poco difícil para los gobiernos. Entonces hay que ver, hay que tener mucho cuidado también de no perder nuestra identidad, de no perder nuestra cultura.
So he feels that, you know, the easing of relations with the U.S. is a good thing. It's good for the people. But he says it's a bit more difficult for governments. And at the end there, he says, you know, we have to make sure we don't lose our culture and our identity. And this was a theme that came up over and over again. People want to make sure that free education and healthcare remains free and open to all Cubans. And it's something that they feel they've fought hard to get, and they really want to preserve that.
And Tracy, I know there are a lot of people in Michigan who are thinking, yes, I want to go to Cuba. I want to travel to Cuba. But I think a lot of us were surprised to hear you say to us, it's not about heading to Cuba for sun and mojitos.
No, that is still against the law. And I think that is not clear to some people. The embargo has not been taken away, and it still bans tourism. So going to the beach and just hanging out and having a great old time, that's not what the government is allowing. What they are allowing is, as an individual, you can go to Cuba instead of just with a tour group. It used to be just a tour group. You can go on what's called a person-to-person trip. But you have to have meaningful interactions with Cubans. And beckoning to the waiter for another mojito does not mean that that's not going to count. So you still have to have a full schedule of activities that put you into contact with Cubans. So you're teaching them about the U.S. and they're teaching you about Cuba.
What kind of activities? What might that look
like? It's mushy. It's a mushy gray area. So people are going to press the boundaries, and this, you know, the distinction between tourism and person to person, I think, is going to get even less clear in the future.
We absolutely have to spend a bit of time talking about the cars, because your photos that you took prove that there are spectacular classic cars on the streets. But boy, does it take creativity to keep them running.
Oh, that's for sure. I was surprised there are quite a number of newer vehicles in Havana. But of course, all those well-known classic American cars of the 40s and 50s. And some of them are in really great shape on the outside, but open the hood and you find a Kia or a Hyundai engine in there because they couldn't keep up the old engine forever. And then some people, oh my gosh, put diesel marine engines in there. And those are the ones that are belching black smoke out of the tailpipe. And so it was both pleasure and pain to drive around Havana and see this.
Yeah, I want everybody to see your photos at michiganradio.org. You know, every time there's opportunity, there are challenges. And certainly Cuba and the people of Cuba are going to face challenges. And Tracy, you spoke with a physician who brought a perspective that I think would catch most of us off guard.
Yeah, a lot of the highly educated people in the professions, the engineers and the lawyers and the doctors, they are paid very low wages by the government. And you have this boom in tourism, so you can make more money driving a taxi. People are starting to abandon their professions. One of the people we interviewed, Dr. Luis Solar, he works at Calixto Garcia Hospital, and he admitted it's a pretty big concern for the medical profession. So I asked him, you know, would you ever leave your job to drive a taxi? And he said, you know, he has such a passion for what he's doing, things would have to get a lot worse before he would do that.
For me, it could be very difficult to leave my profession. Yes. So far, I think... I won't do that. I know any other things to do but care. She'll take care of children. That's all I can do. And I keep doing it as much as I can.
You can hear the dedication, you know, in his voice for taking care of his patients.
I think the idea to most of us that you could make more money in tourism driving a taxi or doing that than being a lawyer or a physician is pretty mind-blowing. Your impressions are fascinating. The stories are wonderful, and I want everybody to go to michiganradio.org. You'll find Tracy Samilton and Mercedes Mejia's posts and photos from their Pure Cuba trip, and I know you both came back just pretty much on cloud nine. There were certainly some curveballs, and I want people to read about those because you do spell them out. There are challenges and a lot of rewards. Thank you so much to both of you for sharing your trip with us.
Oh, thanks for having us, Cindy.
Thanks.